Where in the Bible will I find that we must do the will of God? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. One must do the will of God in order to be saved. Jesus said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven." Matthew 7:21. Our Savior also said, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" Luke 6:46. When some Jews showed an interest in his teaching and believed on him, he said to them, "If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John 8:31-32. We thus learn that one is a genuine disciple of the Lord only by continuing in his word. If ye continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. Let it be carefully noted that Jesus did not say, "If you are honest and sincere in your convictions, you are my disciples." Nor did he say, "If you follow the dictates of your conscience, you are my disciples." He did not so much as to say, "If you follow the religion of your father and mother, you are my disciples." He did say, "If you continue in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John 8:31-32. It is therefore vitally important that we know what is involved in continuing in and doing the will of God. There are three things necessary to doing the will of God, and the omission of any one of these renders one's whole effort invalid and without merit. 1. We must do what the Lord said do. 2. We must do what the Lord said do in the way or manner in which the Lord said do it. And 3. We must do what the Lord said do in the way and manner in which he said do it, and we must do it for the reason or reasons he said to do it. If we truly love the Lord, we will do no less than this, since keeping his commandments is the test of our love for him. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. 1 John 5:3.